Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. It is the program known as Screaming Reels. And this morning we have Adil with us on the line. Adil, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana Sajjad Timol, and to all our wonderful, wonderful listeners on this beautiful Saturday morning. Alhamdulillah, it looks like it was raining quite a bit last night here in Azadpur. But now the sun is up. You know, everything looks beautiful after rain. It's like you just had a ghusl.
And that smell also, Adil, you know, that after rain or just before the rain comes, that's also very, very beautiful. It's like very refreshing.
100% beautiful stuff. I'm just listening to that promo. I haven't heard that promo for such a long time.
Yeah, I was going to tell you the same thing. It's been a while.
We got a new engineer, looks like.
Brother Mikhail.
MashaAllah. Tell Brother Mikhail, welcome to the Screaming Reels team, inshallah. And hopefully we'll convert you to a fisherman soon.
We'll really mean soon.
Okay, so we've got quite an exciting lineup today, so we're not going to waste too much of time. I've got two interviews with a very, very, you know, excited fisherman. Let me put it to you that way. Later on, we'll be speaking to Luqman, inshallah. Maybe he'll give us a little bit of a rundown on the bears competition that took place yesterday. I think today also, that's the international bears competition. He did talk about it last weekend. And then, obviously...
We were supposed to go. I didn't know what happened.
Where? We were last weekend, we were... Yeah, mind you, this weekend we were supposed to go for that, yeah.
Yeah, to go and check it out.
It would have been very interesting to see and rub shoulders with some of the international bears anglers. You know, I've been following a little bit of the live feed on Facebook. Seems quite interesting, especially you know, the remarks coming from the American team about fishing the waters of South Africa, like waiting for the crocodiles and the hippos, things like that. But obviously they're fishing at Emerald Resort, so. I don't think they're going to be getting any surprises like that day in that particular area.
Sure. All right, Luqman is with us on the line. Luqman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, how are you, Luqman?
Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. Adil, how are you?
Shukr, alhamdulillah, Luqman.
And assalamu alaikum to all the listeners as well.
Yeah, last weekend, unfortunately, we didn't have such a strong signal where I was, and I wanted to tell you on air, you know, jazakallah to Luki and the whole Solis team for the sponsorship of the fishing tackle, alhamdulillah, which was put to good use last weekend. Somehow or the other, last weekend at Willow, the fishing was off the hook, mashallah.
As long as the children enjoyed it, and did they catch some nice fish?
When the children didn't catch fish, you know, as they planned, because the activities were so many. But we did do quite a bit of fishing, you know, in our free time. And good fish, very good fish coming out. I think it had something to do with the bait that you gave us.
Yeah, as long as it was put to good use, and inshallah, even when you go again in future, you can use all the stuff. And catch plenty of fish with it.
Inshallah. Let Allah reward you people, inshallah. And give you lots of barakat, inshallah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Luqman, are you out at the Vaal River this morning?
Gee, alhamdulillah, we are at the World Championship at the Vaal River, at that Emerald Resort.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I'm going to sound like what ESPN reporter, live from the best like world champion.
Go for it, we all ears.
So, alhamdulillah, I got here this morning, I left home after Fajr, but it was raining all the way from Ras Park, where we stay, right into Vereeniging. But it seems to be the cloud cover is starting to lift, a bit of blue sky showing. But it was a bit cold, like anglers were a bit worried that the cold may put the fish off, but I don't think so now. It's nice and warm.
Tell us, Luqman, how many days is this the competition? When did it start? And how many countries are actually participating?
The competition started on... Well, the whole event kicked off on Monday, where it was a registration and briefing on how the whole competition is going to run. Then on Tuesday and Wednesday was practice days where they practiced. And then the official tournament, they started Thursday. They fished yesterday, and today is the last and final day.
What's the structure and of the tournament, Lukman? How does it work?
Well, you got 13 countries competing, and they come into on that registration, you know, they have a draw to draw the different positions which you start off, you know, every morning. So that happens, and then per country you got three boats, which is, and two anglers per boat, so six anglers per country. And then they fish, and then they've got to weigh, each boat has to weigh five fish, with a minimum length of 300 millimeters. And then the five heaviest fish for the day, the five, or the team with totaling 15 fish. So 15 fish per team with the heaviest weight will be in the lead. And at the moment, alhamdulillah, for our sake, South Africa is first. Yes.
Oh, shukr. I suppose because they know the water very well.
See, on day one, Italy were leading, funny enough, but they fished, you know, in their pre-fishing, they figured out what was happening.
Right.
And but yesterday, South Africa came in. But also, the lead is not by far, so today is going to be a very interesting day to see how the teams do and what type of bags. But whenever you speak of the Vaal River fishing, you know, what pressure... Normally, on day three, is a lot tougher.
Mm-hmm.
So, where good bags on day one were 5 kilo upwards, five and a half kilo, yesterday and today you can see that the bag sizes are dropping. And guys say by today, if the guys get like 3 or 4 kilo bags, then they're doing very well.
And what's the time frame, Lukman? Every day is it throughout the day, or do they give them a certain time from a certain time to a certain time?
Certain time, like they started the launches were at about 6 when the boats went out, and they come back at around 4.
Oh,
so the holiday fish from then till 4 o'clock, and then 4 o'clock. It's very it's nice. The organizers did a stunning job. What it is they've got it similar. They based it on a tournament out in America. You know, that's where the bass fishing whole competitive circuit began, is where they come in. The anglers are on the boats, they drive them onto the stage, and then waiting for what they do. Each boat come in, the anglers weigh their fish, and you know, live weights, a big screen with the updated standing and that. So it's been done very nice here.
That's quite exciting also for the spectators around
here. Gee, they're very nice. Gee, it's very well set up. Gee.
What's the prize, Lukman?
No, there's no prizes as such. You know, monetary, it's more like any world championships. It's just medals and trophies and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
What about the surrounding, Lukman? You guys got a pop-up stall there, or is it open to many different... There must be a lot of other fishermen or guys with different sort of stuff that are selling that area there?
No, it's just Solly's with our pop-up store, and there's another lady selling some T-shirts and caps for the World Championship, you know, for the overseas guys to take back. That's about it. So Alhamdulillah, it's been going all right. And a lot of the, besides the competitors, you know, we had good support from the overseas fishermen, the competitors themselves. Because the tackle they had come with and what's actually working is not the same. They had to buy the stuff that we were carrying, like the Zoom baits, your Yamamoto baits are working very well at the moment. And then a couple of the jerk baits that we imported. We've introduced a new range to our new product to our range called the Duo Realis jerk bait. It's a very nice jerk bait that they're using. And obviously most of the guys that's been to the shop know the Vision 110 from Megabass. Alhamdulillah, I think that's been doing very well. We've sold quite a bit to the competitors as well.
Excellent stuff. It must be very, very exciting. Obviously, like you said, you know, Solis is there, and Solis is the one supplying tackle to the guys who have come from overseas. And obviously, what it also shows is the knowledge that that you guys are carrying of the area and the kind of space that are required, that even the competitors need to get the stuff from you guys.
Gee, you know, through the years and over the years with experience, and constantly chatting to customers that come into the stores, that's how we give our information.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant stuff. Lugwan, enjoy yourself there. Get some more information, inshallah. Next weekend, we can get a little bit more into this entire thing and probably announce who the actual winners were. We were going to be waiting in anticipation. Obviously, our
The actual current scoreboard is on our Facebook page. If anybody wants to go and have a look, you'll see the current standing. And if anybody wants to come into the river, you know, the local guys from Roshni Vereniging or from Lands, you know, like I said, the weigh-in starts at about between 3 and 4 o'clock. You can come in. As a bass fisherman, it's something to experience. It's something to see. You know, I don't know when this world championship will come back to South Africa. So it's well, you know, if you're passionate about your bass fishing, and then you can come through and have a
look. That is what I was going to actually ask you, Lukman. How often or when did it come to South Africa? Is this the first time? And how did it choose a venue? Like the Vaaldam, for example.
No, Vaal River.
The Vaal River.
What happens is last year was Mexico, the year before was Italy. So they have it almost like you're bidding, like they do for the World Cup cricket and soccer. So our guys bidded for it to come to South Africa this year. So it's the same like any other sport, you know, you go and bid for it. And we'll see, you know, inshallah it does come back to the country because it's good for the country, good for the fishermen.
And the venue itself?
The venue also, that's get voted, you know, from a logistics point of view. The Vaal River is close enough from the airport for the organizers itself, you know, to put it together. This was the best venue. You know, if you had to take it anywhere further, then logistics and everything becomes an issue. But they thought, and I think because in September and October, the Vaal River fishes at its best. So it's good and exciting that everybody, you know, all the competitors are catching fish, which is what they want.
But wouldn't there be so many other dams? Okay, yes, I understand logistically, but in terms of your fishing-wise, I mean, you would have other dams that would actually fish better than the Vaal at this time.
Yeah, there is, but like I say, from a security point of view, that's why they chose this venue. And, you know, they can, like you say, there are other places they can go, and maybe next time they'll choose a different venue.
Inshallah, Lukman. Jazakallah, like I say, we'll catch up with you, inshallah, next week. We can do the announcing of the winning team and get a little bit more information on this. You go there and enjoy yourself, and I hope, inshallah, you guys do well with sales.
Inshallah, Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Well, talking about bass, we've got somebody on the line by the name of Muawiya Esop, very good friend of mine, which is son. And last weekend they were at Boskop Dam, and he's going to give us a little bit of information on what he did and how his trip went. Muawiya, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey, you sound like you just woke up.
Mm-hmm.
How are you keeping, Muawiya? You alright?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your fishing trip last weekend.
I went to Boskop Dam last week, and I went on Saturday. We caught 3 fish on Saturday, and on Sunday we caught 2, but it was raining the whole night.
Oh, you guys went camping to Boskop?
Si.
Oh, very, very good. Very
did exciting. You go with your father, Mawia?
Huh?
Did you go with your daddy?
Yes.
And tell us about the fish you caught. What did you use to catch the fish?
I used a super fluke, the green pumpkin.
Hey, you sound like a professional now, man. Tell us.
How was the fishing, Mawia?
It was nice. It was a very nice experience. I liked it because it was my first time catching a bear.
And what was the excitement like?
Because of the fight. How the bears gave the fight.
You guys were fishing from the shore?
Si.
And so you were casting out. Did you manage to see the fish in the water, or were you just casting into the river?
No, I saw it going. I saw it spin, so I casted it.
Yo. Now you're making me very excited, Molly. I wish I was there fishing with you. Brilliant stuff, inshallah. Keep it up, Muawiyah, inshallah. And next time when you catch a fish, make sure you say, tell Uncle Adil so that you can send it to me and I can put it on my website, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jazakallah so much for it, Muawiyah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Very exciting to hear when youngsters catch Molana, because they, you know, when we go out fishing, especially when we take our kids.
Adil, is this Muawiyah from Lens?
It's Muawiyah from Lens, yeah.
Oh.
Zubair Esop, yes. My friend, is his son.
Yeah, we should have interviewed the father also one time to ask him if he knows how to catch fish, Adil.
Father, I know he must have just been brined the meat and given the light.
The father has been brined.
I'm really excited about the fact that he's telling me that the kids are so involved in catching pears, because a few years ago, you know, when I taken them fishing, they really, really enjoyed it. And I think this is important, especially for all our youngsters, you know, to have that experience. And talking about that, last weekend I was at Willow, when we had some chance, we went to do some fishing. And, you know, there was this very, very excited little youngster. His name is Tamim Vaid. His father actually owns Stashies. I'm sure you heard that Edward Stashies. Stashies is always on Radio Islam. So we've got Tamim also. And last weekend he was fishing with me. And I want him to tell the listeners his story. Tamim, assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam.
MashaAllah, you woke up very early this morning to talk on radio.
Yeah.
How are you feeling today? You all right?
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Last weekend, on Sunday morning, who were you fishing with?
Uncle Adil Mandi.
And tell Molana and the listeners, you know, your experience. How was it? Was it exciting?
Yeah.
What fish did we catch together?
A yellow.
A yellow, yes. And it was, tell us a little bit about how was it to go fishing at that time of the morning?
Nice.
Was it nice?
Yeah.
And how did you help Uncle Adil to get the fish out? Tell me.
With the net.
But then what did you do?
Scooped it out.
Scooped it out.
Adil, the Tamim is giving you cigarettes away now. You're using a rod or the net, Adil.
I hooked the fish. Actually, we were just fishing in the front and using just a piece of a bread on the hook. And, you know, my old rod almost went into the water.
Mm.
And alhamdulillah, got it. We were fishing Tamim, his daddy and myself, we were just fishing on the rocks there at Willow Express. And then suddenly the thing took, and it was so exciting. But I think more excited was, you know, to see the expression on Tamim's face.
What size yellow was it, Adil?
It was a largemouth yellow, funny enough. The day before we caught a smallmouth yellow also in the river. And there was a lot of grass carp around, very, very big grass carp, you know, like a 5.5-6 kilo grass carp swimming around. So, yeah, there was a lot of movement in the water.
And what I said, Adil, there's no walking in the water, am I correct? It's only from shore.
What is?
I say there's no walking in the stream that side.
Yeah. No, definitely. You know, it's that time, I suppose, I don't know, when we were there at that time, there was just a lot of fish around there.
No, I'm saying that there's no walking into the water at Willow Express. Or is it only shore fishing, or can you walk in?
You know, the rapid area, a lot of the fly fishermen want to walk there, but it's quite deep, the water, to stay in and do some fly fishing. But the water flows fast. Tamim, before you go away, tell us about fishing. Do you like fishing? Is it interesting?
Yes.
Yes. Come, I want to hear a little bit more from you. We're just hearing one word. Come on.
Gee.
Okay, Tamim, that's Tamim Vaid, son of Adil Vaid from Stashies. Jazakallah so much for that, Tamim. Inshallah, next time Uncle Adil goes fishing, you're going to go with me?
Yeah, inshallah.
Inshallah.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Now, if you know Tamim, I was actually surprised.
I feel you sorry every time you bring one of the youngsters on.
What's that?
I feel you sorry every time you bring one of the youngsters on.
Why?
They catching the fish and they're telling us how you netting it also now.
Yeah, well, I suppose the secrets have to come out at some point in time.
Mm. Where are you going tomorrow, Adil?
I don't know. Inshallah, my plan is to go to Boskop because everybody's talking Boskop. So I want to go and try out that Tanglewood, which was formerly Naturama.
Mm.
I believe it's very beautiful. I was checking the website out. The facilities look excellent. So I don't want to just go alone. I'll go with the family.
What time do you plan on going, Adil?
What's that?
What time do you plan on going?
Oh, let's say when the family gets up, that's another story. So hopefully, inshallah, by about 9 o'clock in the morning, we'll leave from here.
Okay, maybe I'll come down to meet you then, Adil.
That will be excellent. I would love that.
Inshallah.
Maybe we can plan, inshallah, a trip for next weekend where we can do the program from the water.
Mm, that will be interesting, Adil. It's been a while since we've actually done that.
Yeah, we long overdue for that.
Mm. Well, we're going to have to leave our fishing for a while now, Adil, and actually move down to the Kruger National Park. We're sitting in the studio after a very, very long time. I know our fault as well. We have Farooq Hassan. Farooq, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And assalamu alaikum to all the listeners.
Farooq, first of all, before you start telling us anything, did you bring biltong? Because I'm not in the studio.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Why is it, Adil, that you're always talking about food?
I suppose that's what makes life exciting, eh?
No, alhamdulillah, biltong is still wrapped up at home.
Oh, okay.
I know if I'm going to bring it to the studio, it's going to get raided, so I'm like, it's safer at home.
Farooq, before you came on, when we did the introduction, I was talking to the listeners and telling them that you're going to be coming on, telling us something extremely exciting, but I didn't tell them what it was. Give us a little bit of information on this wonderful project that's taking place currently at the Kruger National Park.
Ramla, you know, we're very excited, and you can't understand how elated we are that when we receive the news. This is something that's been going on for a while now. It's about 8 years ago that we entered in a proposal, and we've requested four sand parks to allow permission for Salah facilities in the Kruger. Reason for this is that many visitors to the Kruger National Park will understand that it's fairly difficult when you convene in between camps. Remember, for those that travel in for the day, staying outside the park, and for those that are in the park, if you were to travel for the day, let's say, for example, between camps, you know, sometimes because you can't just stop your vehicle and get out anyway, many visitors to the park will have their lunch or their breakfast or whatever it is at a specific camping spot or at a different camp and make their way back to their camp or to the gate towards the latter part of the afternoon. And one challenge is obviously the Zohar and Asr Salah to a certain extent as well. Now, reading Salah, alhamdulillah, is not difficult. You can there's a lot of grass and whatever else available for this year. But the biggest challenge that the people have is obviously wudu. For us it's easy, you know, or so we think. Where we can just go into any of the
bathrooms
or whatever it is and make wudu. But this has in numerous places caused a problem whereby, remember, we grew up, for us to make wudu in a basin, it's all understood,
it's
simple.
Yeah,
it's acceptable to lift your legs and wash your feet in the basin, but many people, non-Muslims, don't understand that concept.
Sure.
So it created a lot of problems. It creates a lot of I don't know what to say, but it's really a challenge to do so. You know, and sometimes we should also think about our reply when this happens and our actions that when we make wudu, how do we leave the place?
Yes.
You know, so as Muslims, how do people look at us when we leave an area after we've made wudu? Wudu is very messy on the floor.
Of course.
Now, this is something that there's a few things that I've learned from people camping as well. I mean, sometimes we go out camping or we spend times in the camping areas of the Kruger National Park, and we get to see how avid campers, people that are camping for many years, how they would use the bathroom. And you sit and reflect that if I were to use the bathroom the way this man did, do I leave it in the same condition that he left it?
Sure.
Now, sorry, I'm drifting off on a tangent here. We're going to come back to the excitement, but it's just a little bit of background before we get to the exciting part of things. There's certain things that we've seen when people come to use the communal facilities. When that man leaves, he's had a shower. When he leaves it, there's a mop there. He'll mop up the floors, you know, and he'll take his things, mop up, and leave the place in a condition that our deen tells us that you would like to find it.
Right.
So we're talking about non-Muslim.
Now, let's go to the use of the toilet as well. We don't know. We don't want to say how the condition of the toilets would be left. But, Hamla, we use water when we make istinja. In many places, there isn't water available. So we carry a bottle with us. There's always toilet paper available. Sure. But after we've used the toilet, do we leave the toilet seat wet or do we leave it dry? It's understood if we leave it wet. We've made istinja, it is clean.
Yeah,
but to the next person coming in, if they come and they find that wet toilet seat, what would they think?
The impression.
And you walking out, yes, what impression do you leave? Is that a subtle dawah for the person using the toilet or using the bathroom or whatever it is? So we need to understand. Sometimes we do it out of ignorance. We don't think that it could be a problem because we think, yes, Alhamdulillah, our deen teaches us these things. It's cleanliness. But sometimes just take a step back and think, how would the next person using it after me think about how I left it? What impression do I leave? And then again, coming back to what we're saying, making wudu, yes, people don't understand. Many people don't understand, or they can't fathom that we wash our feet in a basin, because if you look at camping sites, they would plug the basin, fill it up, and use that to shave and wash their faces. So it seems like a dirty thing that we are doing.
Sure.
And it's quite funny, but think about the answer. Think about the person if you are on the receiving end. The person will tell you, how can you wash your feet? And our obvious reply, silence them, is, my feet is cleaner than your face, I wash it five times a day.
Yeah.
Very funny, but what response do you expect? Or what do you think that person will think of you by saying something like that?
100%.
So if we just take the time off to explain to people in a nice way, so at the end of the conversation, both of you leave in a very nice way, and if they can respect you for your religion, or they can respect your deen, it's a subtle form of dawah.
100%.
So that is some of the reasons. And now coming back to the approval, Hamla, we've received, and just this proposal, like I said, has been handed in about 8 years ago.
By whom was this done?
It was done by the Honorary Rangers. And just to mention to listeners, we've had a phenomenal response. We'll come back to that now. But something that has transpired. Remember, through the 8 years, there's always been this communication as to when is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? We've got a Muslim person at St. Park's head office that's assisting us in driving it from that time. But obviously, the challenges that need to go through the management process, St. Park's head office has, Ramla, approved it at that time in principle, but there's a lot of challenges on the way, considerations that they need to take in. What if other religions come and say, we want that facility as well? So how many religions do they need to cater for? Now, it's a very difficult thing. For us, we may think it's fairly easy, just put it up and it's only for us, we need it. But we need to explain, or we need to make everybody understand that this is our deen, this is what our deen requires.
Why do we need it?
So There's been a lot of talks, and maybe it hasn't been a priority in the past, but there's an incident that happened during the year, whereby at Lower Sabi Camp, one of the ladies were going to make wudu, and before she started, she was basically like scolded upon by a cleaner.
Mm.
Right, because a lady that had made wudu prior to that had left the floor wet.
That's true.
Now,
this happens
again,
at the filling stations when you're traveling. You see the desk and tell you, please don't dirty. Please don't mess.
Yeah. So, yes, there's always some toilet rolls or some paper towels if we can just clean up after us. But like we said, this happened. But alhamdulillah, it happened for the better. It's a nasty thing that happened, but for the better. Because immediately after this happened, when the lady scolded at this lady that was going to make wudu, she came out in a state and she spoke to her husband. And her husband, alhamdulillah, knows the managing executive of the Kruger National Park.
Okay.
And he got on the phone and he phoned him and he says, like, you know, this is the problem. Okay. Now, the managing executive, Glenn Phillips, he's been, alhamdulillah, from the word, at the time when the proposal has been handed in, he was director of tourism for Sandparks based in Pretoria. Okay. And he understands the need for Salah facility, because he apparently comes from the Sheraton group. So he knows that every hotel internationally in the Middle Eastern countries, they have a Qibla direction and they have a Musalla. So for the Muslims, Salah is priority.
Yes.
So he's been driving it, alhamdulillah, from his side with us, but there was a lot of challenges and there was a lot of barriers in the way.
So when this happened, things just happened
very fast. But we've been consulted on a very regular basis, and something I would have liked to speak about earlier, but I couldn't because we had no clarity on the matter.
No, of course.
And now we know we can talk about it and we can put the word out, and it is happening. We know for sure Skukuza has started already. The construction of the wuzu facilities is done. It's just now a matter of getting the finer details done. It's going to be rolled out at 5 places, inshallah, in the Kruger National Park. Skukuza, they're hoping to have it done before the December school holidays.
Excellent.
And hopefully Lower Sabi as well. So those are the two busy ones. And then the main camps. Skukuza, obviously, because it's considered to be the capital of the park.
Yeah.
You know? So a lot of people come there for lunch or whatever it is, and then make their way back to their respective camps.
Farooq, what I want to ask you is, in terms of the project, what is the plan? Is it going to be just wudu facilities, or is it going to be proper jamaat?
I'm going to talk about that in a minute. I'll just quickly telling the listeners about where it's proposed to happen and what the facility is going to be looking like. Okay, so we mentioned it's going to happen in Skukuza and Lower Sabi, and they're thinking of, or there's talks about it happening in Satara camp as well. Remember, Satara is about 90 kilometers north of Skukuza. So now, visitors from outside who come in through the open gate can make use of that facility as well.
Sure.
And obviously, Chokwan picnic site, which is halfway between Skukuza and Satara. And the picnic site close to Malalan gate, which is Afsal, which is many people stop there for breakfast on their way up to Skukuza. Now, since the word has gone out from Thursday evening, yesterday morning, we've been receiving numerous phone calls, emails and WhatsApp messages as to what can we sponsor. We had some people saying, I'll sponsor the tiles. Others, I'll sponsor the sanitary wear. Others, we had numerous were saying, I'll sponsor the carpets.
Somebody even asking for imamat posts already.
Believe me. Believe me, we've had that. If there's a request for imam, I'm available. So just to mention to everybody, it's not a masjid, and it's not a place where you're going to have your scheduled 5 times a day salah on time. It's like the roadside Salah facilities that you have traveling
you
between
enter
here and
family, you perform and it goes on.
You come in, if it's Salah time, you make your wudu, you read your Salah and you carry on.
Yeah.
So it's not a place where you can sit and have a discussion. It's not a place where you can have a picnic. It's basically for Salah. There is no musallas going to be available there, because remember, there's nobody there that can go and maintain. There's nobody that can go and vacuum the carpets.
Of course.
It's going to be maintained by South African National Parks Kruger cleaning staff.
Mm.
So the facility at Skukuza is going to be like a normal toilet facility, obviously with wudu as well. And as far as I can understand, the salah facility is like going to be almost like a reed type structure, where you're going to have these wooden lats on the side. You walk in, you read your salah. So there is a slight parda. So you can walk in, read your salah and carry on. And obviously that will keep in...
That will show you this is the area for salah.
It will show you the area for salah. And obviously it's got to keep in with the environmental look.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Now the one in the Kruger Park,
yeah.
You could have something like that.
So it's going to be on a concrete floor. Naturally, people generally, a person that is very conscious about his salah carries his musalla with him wherever he goes. So you're going to have your musalla in your car. You roll out your musalla. Wudu is there. Separate wudu for ladies. Ladies' wudu is a challenge.
Yes.
You know, so this is the biggest thing is to cater for the ladies, and we're just getting the bonus as men. Alhamdulillah. So that will be available, and please, if I can request or appeal to listeners in advance or visitors to the Kruger Park, when the facility is up, alhamdulillah, let us use it in a way that or our actions there is a form of dawat to those that may not be...
It should leave the impression on those people that have approved it to say, listen, we've done a good thing and they would want to do more, perhaps.
It should do that. Well, Moana, there is the talk of the five happening in the Kruger, and inshallah, at a later stage, they're talking of doing others in other national parks as well. So they're not only confining it to Kruger. They're looking at other national parks. So it's not really going to be every other not every 19 national parks, but I suppose they're going to look at those where the Muslim visitors, where there are Muslim visitors, or where there is a challenge for the visitors to make wudu and perform the salah.
So, if I understand from what you said, Adil, this whole thing is being done by Sand Parks.
It's been done by Sand Parks. It's a Sand Parks initiative. We as Honorary Rangers, we've been receiving a lot of messages. Allah reward you greatly for your efforts. It's not a Farooq Hassan project. Alhamdulillah, we just assist.
Allah reward you guys, I mean, for the initiative and the proposal.
Allah reward everybody that has made it possible, inshallah, and open the hearts to
the
those
proposal,
that,
yes.
That you know, Allah soften the heart of those,
Ameen,
and inshallah,
Ameen.
Give them dawah through
Hidayah
through this efforts. But we as Honorary Rangers, because we the official volunteer organization to Sand Parks, and alhamdulillah, we've got the opportunity, or some of us Muslims involved in this, we took this as an opportunity to assist them. So we're going to be raising the funds, or we are on a drive to raise the funds for the facility.
All
so
right.
We mentioned it to them that give us the approval.
Right.
We'll get the money.
Okay.
You know, okay. Because we know how many people will open their hearts up to do something like this here. So. Yes, so we're not driving the project, we're just funding it with the assistance of
Sand Parks.
With Sand Parks construction, but with the assistance of the public.
Okay, 100%.
Alhamdulillah.
So from your understandings for now, it's only Skukuza that would probably have that area for the salah.
Skukuza is happening at the moment.
Right.
Lower Sabi is following suit.
But no, hoping so the areas of Salah would be in all five areas as well? Or
in
is
all
this
five
the wudus that is guaranteed?
No, the Salah facility as well.
Okay.
In the others, like the Afsal and Chokwan picnic sites, we're not sure exactly how it's going to look. We don't have the plans for it as yet.
Okay.
I've seen the plan for the Lower Sabi one. It's a reed structure, very, very basic, very rustic.
Actually, something nice.
It's really nice. It really is something nice. And remember, it has to be catered also in, or it has to be built in such a way that it shouldn't be used as a picnic site.
Yes.
And, you know, we
mentioned. It's going to be dangerous because of the shade now. People are going to say, okay,
exactly.
It's a good area to just to the family.
Just to go back a good few years, when we initiated, or when the proposal has been sent out 8 years back, the word has got out to some people, and we've received calls from some guys. Okay, so when is the masjid coming up in the Kruger? We want to start sending jamaats.
Yeah. No.
So just to mention to people, it is not there. It is only for salah. It's not there as a picnic. It's not
else.
There for anything else.
Sure.
We shouldn't hoard the facility because it's going to be people coming in and out, reading the salah and carrying on.
Moving on.
So yes. appeal to those that are going to be using it again, like Murana mentioned. First of all, to those that have made it possible, Allah soften their hearts, alhamdulillah, let us not show them that that we are abusing this. But those that are going to be using it, let us use it in a way that our actions around that should be a form of da'wah to the non-believers.
100%. And encouraging to them, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Farooq, in terms of donations and stuff like that towards the building and also the maintenance and upkeep, you know, have you guys set up an account system for people?
Well, the collection has been done by the honorary rangers, so it's been, the money has been deposited all into the honorary rangers account. I can give my email address. Anybody interested in donating towards us can just send me a mail and I will send them the necessary details. We will retain the funds, and because I'm not going to go into this because we're very choked on time, but there is an allocation by SANParks, between SANParks and Honorary Rangers, for this funding to go through. So whatever surplus funds, if there should be surplus funds for the Kruger projects, this will be retained for, strictly for Salah facilities when inshallah it is rolled out in other national parks.
Okay, unfortunately, Mikhail indicating that we've got to catch up on one more ad break. But maybe, I think it will be something good. Maybe next week, Saturday, we can maybe continue with this discussion.
Inshallah.
Because I think it's something interesting, especially the message we've got to leave out for the Muslim people out there, inshallah.
Inshallah.
JazakAllah once again.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Adil, maybe I'll visit you tomorrow, inshallah. But we'll speak next week, Saturday morning.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana Sajjati Mawla and all our wonderful.
Assalamu alaikum.